June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. General at your service. We're locked in for the next 5 hours. Rangers are off tonight. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion, here with you every afternoon, 2 o'clock in the Nation. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup Master Control, feathering his nest. Fixing to go 5 flawless, and of course, Woolchuck and Chia follower here. Still haven't seen Carter Freeman. I think he's on another one of those sports trips.
Still in D.C.
Yeah.
He was not able to make it back. His flight got canceled.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. Because the weather last night?
Yeah, God, that was insane, wasn't it? But he saw a couple of big wins there for our Rangers in D.C. Got to see DeGrom Nation, and then Evan Carter and Jake Berger taking care of business yesterday in a bullpen day.
It is a bummer that we don't have him today, because I have a clip from the weekend that maybe we'll have to play tomorrow. I saw a bounce house get taken aerial with children inside of it.
No.
Ooh.
Here?
2 kids spill out. I got to figure out exactly where it was. But, I mean, there's just a bunch of bounce houses. All of a sudden, big bounce house goes flying into the air.
Ooh.
And then all the parents start screaming as you see little Johnny and little Caitlin falling out from like 20 feet in the air.
Man, one of the craziest things I ever saw, it was during a storm, and I was going number one in the little side restroom right as you come through the garage. It's got a view of the side yard, and I'm just kind of looking outside watching the storm, and all of a sudden, my like big trampoline is going airborne like a flying saucer, and I'm like, oh, crap, it's going to crash the neighbor's fence, and I'm just seeing like $3,000 flash before my eyes.
Do you finish the pee?
Yeah,
you got to finish that off.
Of course.
It went over perfectly. It was like it was hurtling the fence. It's like, I got you, dude.
That's
boom,
epic.
Landed
incredible.
There, storm cleared, went over the neighbors, and we carried it back home. Wasn't ever quite the same, but I'll take the $500 loss at that point. You know, that was saw my financial life flashing before my eyes right there.
I'm going to DM y'all this video because it is pretty buck wild.
Yeah, I got to see Johnny.
So parents were letting their kids in the middle of a storm be in the bounce house?
It wasn't even a storm. No, it looked like a beautiful day wherever this was. It was a beautiful day.
So this is like turbulence?
Just heavy wind day.
Wind shear? What do we got going?
I guess the wind became so ridiculous.
Well, like we're not seeing that as parents?
Or maybe it's a windy day with a big gust.
And I'm wondering if there was some type of error with the setup. Like, are you supposed to stake those into the ground or something?
Strapping it down?
Perhaps you're supposed to stake it down. But I DM'd you guys the video. You guys can see it. It's crazy.
That's why you do those carny rides they have in the parking lots of.
Yeah, I don't do those.
Circus folk.
Yeah, like those things are supposed to be bolted down. I don't think they are.
I wonder if the guy with the hat that looks back at the camera for a second then reacts. I wonder if he has anything to do with tying it down.
Is that?
Because he looked back like, I guess we got to do something about this now.
And then the kids are raining down from behind him into the ground. Isn't that a crazy video?
Man,
oh my gosh, it's a far drop too for those kids.
I know, right there onto the turf.
That reminds me of some of the close calls. They're like ingrained in my head when kids are small, and you're like, wow, that could have gotten really terrifying right there.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Just a half yard this way, a half yard that way. Anyway, hopefully everybody is doing okay from the storms last night. Was there any flooding or tornadoes? Everybody make it? We good?
I think we were all good.
Okay. I was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank goodness. I mean, it was. It was wild out there.
The build up to that. Yeah. We thought it was going to be like some type of Armageddon. I'm like pulling everything inside. Anything that's outside, we're bringing. I'm reading Brunoff, Delkus, everybody. And it's like, it's going to get 70-mile-per-hour winds out here, dude. Let's go ahead and get this thing. And then with the hail and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was pretty chill, I think, at my place.
I went outside and looked last night right in the heart of it. It was intense. It's, you know, DFW is so big that some people are going to have a different kind of experience, but it was going. It was significant. We got so much rain there. The pool totally full. The yard, the plants, everything stocked with rain now. So,
in 2 months, it's not going to rain a drop. So,
I know.
Probably good there.
Okay. Packers are going to release cornerback Jaire Alexander. I guess he's about an $18 million hit, $16 million salary, and, you know, just makes financial sense for him. Unfortunately, hasn't been able to stay healthy. But, you know, last year, 7 games played, 2 picks, 7 PBUs, 78 coverage grade. That's top 16%.
Yeah.
I want the Cowboys to be aggressive improving the team, but maybe this isn't the right guy considering they already have so much injury risk in their defensive backfield, Brian.
Yeah, this is, if you go back and watching him play, I can say there were times where he was clearly traveling with guys, and then other times he normally plays just the right corner. And where he has a little bit of some issues is he's just, if you want to talk about maybe potential run game problems, this guy is not a great tackler. Ooh. He is just not. And we talk
pretty
about
boy.
We talk about ball getting to the edge and problems with, you know, with Diggs and others and not being able to fill on the outside. This guy would be a liability that way. He can cover. There's no question. Probably better playing man than zone. You could see in some of the zone stuff that he does where he gets turned and now he's scrambling. When he's in zone, he guesses far more than when he's playing man.
Might not be Cowboys a good fit in the defense anyway then.
Yeah, and so to me, like I said, there's times where you see him playing man coverage and his ability to run with and all, but he will gamble. It'll pay off for him sometimes. Other times, it's just he just gets outworked in a lot of ways. But you know, when you talk to people in Green Bay about him, the biggest problem they had is that about playing games and as far as being available for games, there were times where he would practice, say on a Wednesday, Thursday, and a Friday, ready to go, and then bow out of the game on Sunday. And that was a big issue with the coaching staff there. And so kind of a little bit of a coin toss of a guy, you know, like of a guy that you're going to get. You might get a guy that's locked in and then maybe a guy that's not so much locked in about what he needs to do and stuff like that. Health is a big, big issue. But there's no question that these guys at the Packers said, listen, when he played, we were a better defense. He was like, they were, our completion percentage and stuff against us was like almost 10% less.
Wow.
Than when he was not on the field. And so they'll acknowledge that, but they say there's a lot of things you got to kind of go through to keep this guy engaged and on the field.
Okay. So projected salary, 10 to 12 million, maybe 5 to 6 base, and then incentives if you do more. But even after that, even if it's less than that, after hearing what Brian just said, yeah. I just don't think it's that great of an idea at all.
I asked some people this morning, and a couple of guys got back to me and said, no, we wouldn't do that. Hmm. So I went ahead and wanted to make sure I watched the guy and see, and I've got Von Miller pulled up right now as, you know, on breaks and stuff. See, take a peek at him a little bit. But yeah, there's still a lot of really things about that guy that he would be an absolute upgrade. The problem is, what about the health? What about the knee? What about the inconsistencies of him wanting to go play? Those are things you would absolutely have to deal with. If
so, we heading for Stephon Gilmore, you think? They got to at least add one more.
I think that, to me, and we don't know what they're going to do in the UFL stuff. There might be somebody in one of these UFL teams. Sure. That they're interested in that I'm trying to get. I asked my gang of seven if they're hearing anything Dallas is doing as far as that. And my guys are like, no, not really. But, you know, we'll see. They might be a defensive tackle, corner, somebody like that. They might try and add. I know Stephen Jones talked about that. And that might be a cheaper way for them to go and get a guy. That probably be more like maybe a little bit better than a camp guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a guy that can come in and compete and,
yeah,
maybe like all of a sudden, whoa, this guy played well in the UFL, and now he's playing pretty decently for you.
I mean, give us a chance to have a guy better than Kyir Elam. You know, give us a guy that buys a little bit of time for Siobhan Revelle to get right and Trayvon Diggs to come back. And in a perfect world, Jair Alexander could be that guy. But when you say he really struggles in zone and the Cowboys want to play a lot of zone, that's a deal breaker. Like, what would his PFF grade be in zone as compared to man? You know, I think those are all like genuine roadblocks to any sort of Jair Alexander progress.
You watch him play off and you know, that he just doesn't look as comfortable because he almost, it's almost like he's guessing, like he's gambling that you're going to throw the ball. Like there were a couple times against the Eagles. I watched the game against the Texans where, you know, they run a route inside on him and he's like biting on it. And then they double move him and then now they're away. So yeah, he's a little bit of a, but when you put him up on top, he can really compete. But the other things, the injury history, I think is the biggest thing that you got to deal with here.
It was 20 games the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And then he did play healthy the year before, but then he only played 4 games the year before that. Yeah. So 3 out of the last 4 years he's been hurt. And I do think, I mean, I saw Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal reported the Packers had a trade in place with another team earlier in the year, but the other team didn't want to pay the full $17 million salary for Jair Alexander, and he refused to take a pay cut. So he's probably thinking, I can get more money on the open market. We'll see. Maybe the rest of the league all talks, and they're like, dude, we're not going to, it's not worth it for us to pay you that amount of money. And the price ends up dropping. But that certainly does, just knowing what we know about the Cowboys, that's a little too expensive.
Okay, great stuff, guys. We're off and running here in the G-Bag Nation. Mandatory mini camp is tomorrow. You know, do we get any more contact with this, Brian? Is there anything?
No,
it's just basically OTAs. It's just mandatory.
Yeah, same thing. Just mandatory, right?
Home of the Rangers figured out how to score some runs, and the pitching was amazing once again. They hold the Nationals to a combined 4 runs over the weekend. Marcus Semien is the best hitter in baseball this month, guys. I know you remember a week and a half ago we were at the Globe talking with CY. He looked us in the eye and said, sure, Simeon's going to be better. And holy hell, it started within 3 hours. And since then, dude's been the best hitter in baseball. OPS, average, what do you need? Go get Marcus Semien. If this is the beginning, doesn't that pick your Rangers heart up quite a bit?
Oh, big time. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's awesome to see what he's been doing. I mean, over his last 9 games, his slash line, 517, 588, 931. He's got 6 extra base hits. 3 of those are homers, 10 runs, 9 RBIs. Pretty damn incredible. I mean, he had just 4 extra base hits in 223 plate appearances prior to this run.
Yeah.
So that just speaks volumes just how poor he was playing. But, hey, it is reminiscent of that 2022 season. I know, you know, Sean, RJ, Bobby, they talked about that as well earlier this morning. Maybe it is. Like, hopefully he can just stay hot. What the Rangers need now is, like, not just one person. Can this entire lineup kind of be one beating heartbeat and just get hot at the same time? Corey's in a big slump right now. He's 0 for 22.
Yeah,
it stinks. Langford got the day off yesterday. Hopefully he's ready to rock coming out on Tuesday. But like outside of Berger and Semien right now, nobody else seems to really be hitting that well. But hey, with this pitching, it's just like what DeGrom did, what Patrick Corbin was able to do. And then they have a bullpen day. Typically, it was like, oh, Rangers are having a bullpen day. This thing's like, let's just pray for the best. Jacob Latz was brilliant until he had to come out of the game yesterday. So the pitching's just absolutely phenomenal. If they can just get 4 or 5 runs a game, this team's going to be so difficult to beat.
They are 31-35. That's third in the West, 5.5 back of Houston. Now the Astros sitting there at 36-29, and they'll be back at it tomorrow hosting the Twins, right? Minnesota's in town.
They're at Minnesota tomorrow.
That's right. Day.
It's a 6 o'clock pregame. That's right. 6:35 first pitch tomorrow night here on your home of the Rangers. Okay. DeGrom, the only all-star in David Schoenfield's prediction piece for what we'll see next month. Jim Bowden put in Evaldi. I think they both should be in there. We do have a CY coming up at 4:20 here in the G-Bag Nation. And I kind of wanted to end on this. I hope it's not too serious or takes the air out of the room or whatever. But
here we go, boys. The
Kelvin Joseph thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just an all-time weekend for former Cowboys Joseph, Pac-Man, Greg Hardy. You know, you hate to see it. And obviously the life of the 27-year-old motorcyclist Cody Morris has to be top of mind as well. But, you know, I don't want to do anything that's like, insensitive to that family or make it about something other than the tragedy. But this is with a backdrop of the state of Texas working so hard to ban this Delta 9. All three of these involved way too much alcohol, you know? And it's just it's crazy to watch this world, and particularly our country, be so obsessed with outlawing other substances when alcohol is causing the most problems. It's not even close. You know, like, I would much rather have a babysitter on just about anything else in the entire world when it comes to mind-altering substances. We can't do booze. Booze is the thing that's, you know, and I know a lot of people can handle it, but damn it, it's just so hypocritical of our world. And watching that happen, I obviously, as a former over-drinker, you know, I know that what those three guys are going through right now has to be incredibly guilt ridden, and they're not having a good time, right? It's a disease, I think, that captures so many people, and it's so damn profitable that we're just letting this thing run while we like say you can't gamble in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy to me. It's an absolutely crazy world at times. Okay, we'll replay the G bag of the day on the other side. Then we'll get to Woolchuck's top 10 at 220. Buddy, where are you taking it?
Well, it's National Donald Duck Day. All right, so shout out to that. But what are the top voices when it comes to cartoon characters in the history of cartoons? That was a terrible tease. I blanked out. That's next in the nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or MEN'STEACLINIC.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We'll get the top 10 here in just a second. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. And a happy Monday to you, Lucius.
Yeah, baby, we back. We back in the building. All right, G-Bag of the Day, our winner so far, I believe this is, what, day two or day three for Mr. Broadus? Saying something really unfortunate on the radio the other day.
It's got to go away.
Yeah, I believe you guys were talking about potential head coaches for the Knicks. And I don't know what happened, bro.
And, like, what let's else
lock
you
in
do?
On defense.
Just law of averages.
Drew Holiday, Swiss Army knife. Let's protect the rim.
Did win a championship playing that way, didn't
I like
they?
It. They did. No, they absolutely did.
They figured
they,
it out.
They absolutely did.
Those jerks.
So why are you getting hard on it?
Well.
So why are you getting hard on it?
Man. I'm just now realizing it was a missed opportunity for her. That's what she said. You know, and I'll always regret that. But I'll be voting Pride tonight once again for Brian. G-Bag of the Day champ faces challengers every night at 5:30 here in the nation, right before L.A. Live with Lucius at 5:40. It's part of the Expressway. We go commercial-free to the top. Today, CY 420. Sean Shapiro, Stars writer, at 5 o'clock talking coaching candidates and what's next here for our hockey team. Here's Wolchuk's top 10 at 220.
Man, that was a total fumble. On that tease, we got the greatest talking animals in TV history on National Donald Duck Day, 877-881-1053.
So this guy's Beavis and Butthead nominee.
Not talking animals.
Sorry about that, Woody.
No, in the way that I described it there, where I just totally lost my mind and it was want to get away.
Okay,
Southwest.
I was like, Mel Blanc is it, bro?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's it.
Isn't he all of them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't know what the hell I was saying.
He's top two, and he is not number two.
Would have been a great answer, but yeah. This is just talking animals on TV history. So we'll get to that, but have you ever faked anything?
Yes.
Okay, like we're talking like you're faking sick, you fake your own birthday, you fake anything to gain something.
Yeah.
Well, this is a story from Sean William Scott on with Rich Eisen.
More to get it over with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just let's get it out.
Like, this is not working.
If you don't know Sean William Scott, he's
so did you
a little too much whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who faked first?
That's not going good.
It was a takeoff. Was there a mutual ceasefire?
Yeah, she probably saved me some face.
Thanks so much for your time, honey. Here's Sean William Scott on something that Christopher Walken actually used to fake on sets.
I was on the set of The Rundown with The Rock. And I remember seeing Christopher Walken. He looked really sad. I was like walking to my trailer, and he was just kind of, from what I remember, he was like standing outside his trailer. He looked kind of sad. I can't do his voice, but I remember being like, oh, hey, Christopher Walken. You know, I don't know why I always called him his full name, but I was like, Christopher Walken.
Because it's Christopher Walken.
He seemed sad. He goes, no, no. Well, maybe a little bit, you know. It's my birthday. I'm like, oh my God, happy birthday, Christopher Walken. That's amazing. And he goes, no, I don't make a big deal of it. He's like, you know, the thing is like every year, you know, it's my birthday and it's like this year, you know, I feel like kind of alone you know, usually I get a cake. I'm like, well, let people know. He's like, I'm just kidding. It's not my birthday. He's like, but I bet you right now if I told people they'd bring me out a cake. I'm like, what? And then like 10, 15 minutes later, I hear the crew sing happy birthday to him and I walk by him and he's like, gives me a wink. I'm like, weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, apparently he does this on all of his movie sets. He tricks people into thinking it's his birthday and he just gets free cake.
I love it.
And imagine Christopher Walken doing this. It's just incredible. So thank you to Sean William Scott for that story. But yeah, I think that the 972, I'm with you there. But when it comes to faking your own birthday, like I think I've done that to friends. Like you go to Babes. Babes makes you stand up and do the chicken dance. That's one of the best things. You tell like, oh, it's my buddy's birthday, even if it's not his birthday, and then now they've got to do something embarrassing. Because some of these restaurants, now, well, they kind of got rid of it, I think.
The mariachi scene. Band, they put the big sombrero on you, and you're kind of like, you put on
all the attention's on you.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody hates you because they have to stop in the middle of their own meal to act like they're participating in your happy birthday song, acting like they care. Yeah. Now, I think the advantage that Walken had at this time during The Rundown, that movie came out in 2003, so you couldn't just pop a quick Google out.
Could
Walken really?
Yeah, no.
Because I'm sure even if you weren't,
it's his birthday.
Even if you didn't think he was ball sacking you, maybe you're thinking like, okay, let's see how old he is. Maybe you don't want to ask him like how old he's turning.
Might take you a while.
Like, let's just check, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh wait, it's not even his birthday today. So I wonder at what point did he have to stop doing that on set?
Yeah, that's a good point. March 31st is his actual birthday. But man, thank you to Sean William Scott. All right, top 10 best talking animals in
TV
history.
iPhone 1 came out until like 2007. So you're like trying to get one of those old crappy flip phones that kind of had the internet on it to look that up. You're not
like your razor phone.
And you got a T9 text that thing through? Oh, my gosh.
Man, that was awful.
Forget about it. I remember when T9 came out, though, it felt like the future.
Oh, it's great.
It'll intuitively figure out what word you're trying to spell. Yeah.
It was cool for the time. You're like, I got this T9 thing down.
Looking bro. Back
watch
on
how quick
it now.
I can fire off a text.
Woo! All right. Best talking animals in TV history. Shout out to Donald Duck and Mel Blanc, of course. 877-881-1053. Honorable mentions on here. You're talking animals in TV history. You do have Porky the Pig. He gets an honorable mention.
Tweety. That's all, folks.
Scrooge McDuck. Yogi Bear.
Hey, Yogi was like, hey, boo-boo, hey, tell you what, hey.
It was kind of
Ralph Cramden.
It was neat back then. Yogi Bear was just different, man.
Well, some of these, I think, we've like since had to cancel a few.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Oh, yeah, of course, bro.
Yeah.
Dumbo, I was watching Dumbo, I seen them crows, I was like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, that Dumbo, that thing can fly.
You got...
Oh, man.
Mickey Mouse.
Really?
Is an honorable mention, which I'm surprised, man. Mickey...
I'm questioning that mouse, too.
The power of Donald.
I'm questioning that mouse, too.
Timon from Timon and Pumbaa, you know, the Lion King.
Oh, he was great.
I loved Timon.
Truly hilarious.
I preferred Timon to Pumbaa.
Yeah, I did as well.
Thought Timon kind of made it happen.
Give me Scooby-Doo.
Ah, Scooby's a good one.
Yikes.
Well, Goofy.
Yikes. That's Shaggy. I'm sorry, Raggy. Yeah.
You've got a pretty good Shaggy.
I watched enough of that.
Do your Daphne.
No, I can't do the Daphne.
What about Fred?
Why'd you ask me to do the Daphne?
Give me some of that Velma.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Give me the old guy in the theme park.
No, it's like they always do this. It's Shaggy always going, oh, it's Mr. Jim from the theme park. Ah, you stupid kids. I'd have got away with it if it wasn't for you.
Yeah. Exactly. That's how every episode ends.
Every episode, they pull the mask off the guy, you know.
You do a great Zoinks. Now, do they have a new Scooby-Doo that y'all watch that's got like better animation and stuff?
Scrappy-Doo
was iconic. Mystery Machine, of course.
But I loved the old school one. Like the Harlem Globetrotters episode.
They got in the way.
One of my old-time favorites.
It jumped a shark at that point, bro.
Yeah, they got in the way when they put those things on. Man.
We got the cast a good time here.
J.J. Walker. Yeah.
They did like the live-action movies when I was a kid. I didn't love them. I mean, they were okay. But I thought the animated version was still...
My favorite from my childhood was probably Garfield.
Yeah.
I thought it was just hilarious.
I liked Garfield a lot.
Did Garfield speak?
Yeah.
Yeah, who did he talk?
Yeah.
I hate Mondays.
He was baked. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was. Somebody texted in.
Okay.
Mickey, high as a kite. I never thought Mickey was high.
Mickey was blazed.
He's got to deal with Minnie.
That voice, he was on helium for sure.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Whippets.
Goofy comes in at 12. Goofy should be in the top 10.
Yeah.
And we've gotten a lot of love for a Goofy movie lately. I think it's like the 30th anniversary. That's an all-time classic Disney film.
I did love that
Goofy
movie.
So good. And the soundtrack is incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll go rewatch it.
Yeah, rewatch a Goofy movie. I think it's going to pleasantly surprise you. And then Sylvester is number 11, just on the outside looking in. We got Foghorn Leghorn being texted in.
He's banned, isn't he? He got canceled?
I think that's canceled.
Nah, he should be all right.
Howard the Duck.
I said, boy. We get them.
He just seems like he would say offensive stuff, but he doesn't.
Pumbaa comes in at 10. Brian Griffin at 9. So you're 817 is Brian Griffin.
That's a talking dog, right?
Brian absolutely counts. Yeah, talking dog from Family Guy.
All right.
Number 8 is Donald Duck on National Donald Duck Day.
He had a temper.
Oh.
And a speech impediment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't have both.
And he's just spitting at you. 7, Garfield.
Nice.
7.
I didn't think he'd be in there.
I didn't think Garfield talked all that much.
I think Odie can hear him, but John couldn't hear him, maybe? I don't know.
Odie couldn't talk, but he understood what Garfield said. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was kind of maybe he was narrating more than he was actually talking.
Smoking it too. That was the doorman, Carlton the doorman, right?
Doorman.
As Garfield's voice.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Carlton the doorman. Is that from Mary Tyler Moore's show?
Hey.
Is that right?
I believe so. But we're close.
Carlton the doorman?
We're
or
close.
Is it
one of the goofy Rhoda. Shows.
Man. Hello, I'm Carlton the doorman.
By the way, I got to Google, bro.
Yeah.
817 Speedy Gonzalez.
That might be the one.
Speedy.
I love when that one came on.
Man.
Yeah. I thought I was Speedy Gonzalez running around the house running like an 8-second 40.
Kid, you just want to be fast, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give me the speed.
Rhoda, you're right, Brodus. Yeah. Rhoda.
You ever take your shoes off and run in the backyard barefoot and think it made you faster? I swore it did.
New shoes made me feel that way as a kid.
New shoes.
Yeah, Mary Tyler Moore, too? Wait, he was on both?
Yeah. Well, wow. Rhoda was a spinoff of Mary Tyler Moore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ted.
Everybody goes,
Carlton was getting, they're like,
yeah, okay, 1978, all right. We'll see. We'll see you.
Great year.
Amazing year. 601 or 469, Ted. Yeah, Ted is hilarious, and that would be a great talking
animal.
Okay,
that's a teddy bear, right?
Yeah, it's Teddy Bear. And the TV show, pretty darn good. I think the second season is supposed to come out here pretty soon.
How about Alf? Is he on this list then?
No, Alf didn't make it into the top 10. Might be down there somewhere in the honorable mentions.
We still got Alvin, Simon, and Theodore to go.
Well,
no.
We don't get any love for Alvin, Simon, and
I question them too.
I'm sorry.
I question them too, bro.
The bear that did make it's Winnie the Pooh, number 6.
Yeah, Christopher Robin.
I did love me some Winnie the Pooh as a kid. You know, the honey. Yeah.
I thought it was depressing with that donkey.
Yeah, well, you know?
Eeyore
was depressing.
Yeah,
that's why you needed Tigger to kind of lighten the mood all the time.
Hmm.
Kermit the Frog comes in at number 4. Daffy Duck at 3.
Man, this is old school. This is appealing to the older generation.
Scooby-Doo is number 2.
Boom!
That's Speed Racer.
Speed Racer an animal?
No.
Go Speed Racer.
We're just throwing out guys' names.
Now we're just going like, what I'm cartoons can we think of? Like Johnny Rogue. Bravo, excellent for 16.
Does Roadrunner count for beep beep? It's 2 words technically. Yeah, yeah, that's a talking animal.
They talked with signs though. The coyote talked with a sign, right?
Well, yes.
He always had a sign when he was like something bad was about to happen.
Yep. 832 set of bugs is the number 1 we riot. But we're not going to have to
Ooh, Pepe
today.
Le Pew 214, very creepy skunk. I think he did get canceled.
That one did get canceled.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little heavy-handed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's an HR violation.
A little heavy-handed.
You didn't even have to be a skunk. You could just be a cat that accidentally rubbed against some white paint.
That's right.
And he's coming for you, bro.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh.
The man was on a mission.
Sylvester was number 11. Droopy. Who's Droopy from the 972 Texan and Droopy? Are we talking like one of the...
I think you just got Droopy.
The Snow White Dwarves. Mufasa from the 817.
Dopey, yeah. Right? Dopey is one of the 7 dwarves.
Dopey, yeah, Happy.
It's Droopy the dog, Droopy Dong.
Yeah.
That might be what it is.
Yeah.
Remy from Ratatouille getting
good
some
day,
love.
Sir.
Oh, I did like that movie.
Ratatouille was a very good movie.
Cool, it's very cool.
Number 1, though, is indeed Bugs Bunny. So we don't have to write today. Bugs Bunny comes in as the best talking animal on TV in the history of television. And shout out to Donald Duck on National Donald Duck Day.
So when Mel Blanc went on to the Wild Blue Yonder, all that was over, right? Pretty much? Or did someone pick up the slack there? We know? Mel Blanc, he had them all, right?
He had most of the characters,
right?
I saw a video of him today just running through them all. He was on like a local newscast back in like the
80s.
Yeah.
And he's just running through every character, just switching voices and showing each one that he can do.
I saw them interview the Simpsons cast, and they asked questions, and they eat, and they answered the questions in the voice. And they had them all sitting there. And so they're like, well, how would Bart respond? And then, you know.
That is fun. I think I actually saw like an adult, just like all the characters the same way, acting out a scene for Family Guy. It was all the voices, and they were actually the people that
it's
were
cool.
doing
it's
it.
Cool.
It is
they
cool.
Do that.
It's pretty
neat.
All righty. Thank
you.
He might be
on something, though, Broadus. He might be like the Steve Jobs of that situation.
I would like to think that when he went to the great studio in the sky, I'm thinking that maybe all that
kind
of... They just kept doing the same thing over and over again until they got Animaniacs kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then they got a resurgence in the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Are we still doing new Looney Tunes cartoons?
Probably not.
I think a guy like our buddy Craig Gass, the comedian, he could step in there and run the library for you if you wanted to resuscitate. I mean, there's all these voice talents out there that are so good at mimicking. I think you could... They found the singer that can do the other guy's voice, right? Is it Journey?
They got the Asian guy who does all those songs.
He just sounds like he's, you know, he is the dude. All righty.
Just a small town girl.
Yeah, dude. He kills it. Brad Pitt in the Doors movie got so good at Morrison singing that they thought it was him.
It was Val Kilmer.
That's right.
Val Kilmer. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Well, our guy that played Elvis is still talking like Elvis to this day.
Yeah.
Austin Butler.
Yeah. So it's doable, I think. Okay, best of the weekend coming up next, Chief. Where are you taking us?
Our viral Aussie fight man finally met his match, and it turns out I ain't as good as I once was.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on a Monday. Brian.
Nothing better than Eric blaming his coaches for his football failings.
That was great conversation
like,
in the break.
Oh, I can't believe I had to watch the tape the next day and there's some guy grabbing me by the throat and throwing me on the ground.
What could you have done better here?
What could you have done better there? Well, if you had coached me better, I would have done better.
Low man wins.
Like Eric is just over there just like saying that every coach ever he's ever had has just failed him.
I would have made it to the pros if coach knew what he was doing.
It was political, bro. I didn't get a start because it was political.
That's coach right. Yeah, it gets political up there once you hit varsity.
I was on the varsity. With the coaches. They live next door to them.
I was on the varsity for 2 weeks until I realized that,
Well, we appreciate Chief reliving that horrifying moment of getting body slammed by an offensive guard from Denton Guyer as a high schooler.
That's right.
Here he is, though, to relive some better moments.
Yeah, well, I actually had a tough one this weekend. We'll get to it, but I would love for the Tolos to text in just like if they have one particular moment that they look back on as like this is when like your aging started to catch up with you. Like, okay, I'm not quite the same as maybe I once was.
Yeah.
Because I had one of those realizations this weekend, still paying the price for it. Mm. But first, we have to get to a couple of things from the weekend that was.
You're still young, bro. What you talking about?
Yeah, and my body's aging probably worse and more disproportionately than some.
Your back broke at what, 18?
There was it didn't break, but I did have a herniated disc to the point of surgery.
It was bulging?
That was tough. Yeah, there was a bulging disc in situation. But I believe we got the death. I think we might have put to bed the bang forever. Remember on Friday when we were talking about how in game one, Halliburton, that warranted a bang from Mike Breen, and then he was met on the internet with a lot of frustrated Pacers fans. Where was our bang? Yeah. We deserved a bang. Halliburton created a bang moment in the finals, game winner, and Mike Breen kept the bang in the chamber. Well, now I take you to last night, game two. This is the first quarter. There's like 2 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter. It's a tie game, 17-17. This is innocuous. Here's Mike Breen, I believe, bearing the bang forever.
Caruso right with him. Halliburton fires three-pointer. Bang! I owe him that one, so I had to do it early. Is that the earliest bang in the history of the NBA Finals?
It is. It is the earliest bang. And I believe it completely ruined bangs for the rest of time.
Yeah. There might have been an earlier bang in Wilt Chamberlain's heyday.
Yeah, but you got to go back many, many years.
Yeah.
And so Mike Breen just placating to the Pacers audience about hitting a first quarter bang. It was a lifeless, useless, what are we doing here type of bang.
Just throwing him a bone.
Well, fan base drove him to that.
At that moment, it lost its magic, you think?
I think so. Yeah, I think the shine.
They drove him to that.
I think the shine has worn. And maybe it's not Breen to blame. Maybe it is Pacers fans to blame.
You
want to
blame your coaches for that?
What are we doing here?
Didn't coach me up on that. Bang.
Hey, why didn't we get coached up on the fact that the Denton Geyer offensive guard was going to choke slam you on a pull? Like, why didn't...
Did you not watch any film of him playing the couple of weeks before and realize the guy was probably going to end up at Texas A&M?
Might have been the first time he pulled out the choke slam move. I hadn't seen that done before.
Choke slam.
Unfortunately, the first time I saw that, it was the next morning.
He felt like going up against you, he needed to have the choke slam move.
Go ahead. I got my mark, boys. Let me get the choke slam.
Watch me, this guy. He's like 17. He's playing on one leg.
Where are we at,
Justin? And he's got a bad back.
Yeah, Northwest. Yeah, that probably attributed to some of the back issues when he slammed me on the turf, spine first.
They probably game planned it when they saw you on the field. Like, they checked to it.
This guy, choke slams on. Watch out.
All right, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, that film sesh for them was a lot more fun than it was for me the next morning.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Joke slam.
All right.
So you're telling me we get another game-winning buzzer-beater shot. He breaks out the bang. You're going to be upset. You're not going to like it. We're no longer enjoying the bang.
Maybe I'll feel differently in the moment. Maybe I'll just be engulfed in the emotion of an incredible bang moment.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We're just, what a wonky, weird way to kick off the NBA Finals. You're not banging at the buzzer, but you're banging with 2:50 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Mike Breen, maybe you've lost your fastball.
It happens to a man of his age. You know?
You get beat down, man. I'm telling you, the fans beat him down.
I can see that.
He's having to wear it. You
maybe
know?
Just,
like, he feels bad about it.
Yeah. And in that, it kind of got awkward and lost its spontaneity and felt a little forced.
Yeah.
I see it. Maybe he's just got to let it rest for the rest of this finals. Give us a good 5-6 months off season. Bring it back Christmas Day.
There you go. All right. Just don't ever do it in the first quarter again.
No.
Mike Breen. Like, be better than that.
Now he has to deal with you, the fan base.
Be better than that, Mike. Okay. Yeah. Here's the post game. They're talking about Halliburton. It's Richard Jefferson. He's sitting next to his coworker, Kendrick Perkins, and he fat shames him a little bit.
Tyrese said, I've got to get myself going earlier in the games. I've got to get feet in the paint. And you saw that in the fourth quarter. He had 5 going into the fourth. And then he gets those 12 points, but the game's out of reach. It's a 20-point game. Those are empty calories. Perk knows about those. And so when I'm talking about a team like Halliburton leading that, I just, can I finish, Scott?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, Stan.
I think Nico wants to bring in RJ now as their new trainer. You know?
Yeah.
He might be better than the one they currently have. Maybe more qualified.
Jefferson is hilarious, though.
He is.
That was funny.
He's one of the few talents over there at that network now.
Yeah, he's trying to have fun. He is trying to have a good time. I appreciate that about old Richard Jefferson. Okay, now, remember a couple of weeks ago, we had our Aussie fighter who was going around fighting followers on his Instagram. He was traveling around the world and boxing people. Then Andrew Tate, the toxic alpha male, caught wind of it. And he's like, I'm going to end this dude's reign. Well, this dude, credit to the Aussie guy, he was willing to do it. I believe he like flew over to wherever Andrew Tate is residing right now. So he went on to his turf and they duked it out. So I have the clip here of them talking about it. Andrew Tate wants to get consent from this kid before he whoops up on him. But then you can hear about 30 seconds of Andrew Tate whooping up on this kid.
I see you fighting people. What's your life goal here?
Well, I'm here to knock
what's
out.
Your life goal here?
Mr. Tate.
Go get my gloves, please. You consent.
I consent fully.
Oh, oh.
One.
Oh. Get up. Get up. Ooh, almost. Oh. Ooh, nice. Oh. Center of the ring is box.
He went to the back fence and just, I believe he started dry heaving, maybe vomiting. A lot of body blows there. Didn't go to a full KO, but Andrew Tate whooped up on him pretty good. So I guess the bit's over now for this guy, but hey, had a dang good run.
He did. And with those long arms and height, he probably has some good videos. I give him massive props for stepping in there. Was this like a social media sponsorship thing? I see the dollar sign on his back.
I don't know. Hopefully he got paid for that whooping.
Yeah, I don't know the ins and outs of exactly if he got paid for that one in particular, but I do know like his social media was running up the numbers.
I bet. Yeah.
He's walking in there like Ali G. Remember that old character?
Yes.
Yeah, he played it up.
Dude, I bet those Jordan 4s are scuffed as hell right now, too.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he was boxing in those.
Was there one good lick in on the combo he threw? Dude was just too up here. You know, he wasn't protecting his body while he was throwing.
No. It's obvious he got hit.
I think he got Tate with a good one, though. I think he had at least one good punch.
Yeah, he'll be thinking about that one forever. I got one. I had one good shot.
Right here when he's collapsing my rib cage, you can see my right hand hitting him.
Yeah, he got tore up in a big way. Okay, now, yeah, so I took my kids to a park in Keller. We had just discovered it. It's off Keller Smithfield, and it's an incredible park. They got a lot of cool things going on, trails and whatnot. And then I noticed, like, in the back, like, unintentionally, they have, like, this field that runs up into a grass, like probably 15 yard incline before it lands up like at the sidewalk in the street. So I'm looking at it going like, oh, this would be like a nice little hill to run, kind of like 15 yards. It's not anything crazy. You see Derrick Henry and these guys doing it. It's like huge hills that are ridiculous. I just saw Cooper Flagg doing it in some sand somewhere. So shout out to our guy,
incredible
Cooper Flagg.
Workout.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a great workout. Great for the T levels. Lucius, how do you burn fat on the treadmill? You incline that bad boy,
incline it, and keep it going for about a good 30 to 45 minutes.
See, like that's next level stuff. So I'm like, okay, let me give this a shot. So I woke up Saturday morning nice and early, and I get out there, and I just show up to it, and I just start running this thing. I didn't do any type of warming up.
Ooh.
And
no stretch?
It was a stretch free.
Ooh.
And so that was
last time you do that.
That's definitely the last time I do that. Yeah. On rep number 7, again, this is like a 15-yard hill, and I'm sure it would have been funny to video it because it probably looked very slow, uncoordinated. I haven't really ran, like sprinted in I don't even know how long, but I get out there in my Hokas with the dew on the grass, slipping and sliding. Next thing I know, on literally rep number 7 up this hill, my right groin just blows.
Oh.
And like it brings me down. I'm like mid incline on this hill with like random old ladies walking the trail, checking their pulse on their neck and looking at me, and I'm writhing in groin pain. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm all done. And all weekend long, I'm having to ice this thing. I can still feel it when I'm walking. I'm like, I don't know when I'll be able to run again.
Grade 2.
If I played for the Mavs, I'd probably be playing in tonight's game, and then I'd be out for another 8 weeks or whatever. But yeah, is I don't know, probably a grade 2, I would think, because it's not like constant pain right now. But that right groin is Dunsky. I got nothing now from the waist down. I'm gonna be useless for a month.
Wow.
Hey, it's really disappointing.
Condolences to Mrs. Chiafalo.
Yeah, she's the real loser at all.
Tackling that hill,
actually,
man.
That's a huge win for her. And then, are you guys familiar with the Waymo? The Waymo cars that drive themselves.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like certain cities, I don't think we do it here in Dallas, but I think in Austin, places like San Francisco, apparently Los Angeles as well. So they have protesters going on right now because they have the ICE agents floating around trying to get people out of here that don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
And by way of protest, these people were like ordering these Waymo cars that don't have any drivers, and then they were just lighting them on fire.
What?
Oh, yes. Those were the cars they lit on fire.
They were lighting these cars
on fire. Why are they mad at Waymo?
They're not even mad at Waymo. They're just
no
taking
driverless cars. They just set them on fire, right?
Yeah.
It's a protest. Like, they don't get anybody hurt.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess nobody's actually getting hurt technically, even though you're setting cars on fire, so who knows what type of explosions take place there. But as part of the protesting, like 5 or 6 of these Waymo cars, they were just ordering them to get picked up, and then when they do, they just start beating the heck out of the car and then lighting it on fire.
But their information, their credit card, you know, is there. How are they ordering these cars without being, you know, obviously negligent and eligible for criminal prosecution and having to pay $40,000 or $50,000 or $80,000 for a self-driving car? This is crazy. This is like the worst protest idea ever.
It's pretty ridiculous. I do think this is going to come back to haunt a handful of these folks who did have their information connected to the cars.
It's like the vandals on the Tesla cams. What are you doing?
Yeah. This doesn't make any sense. But when we get to San Francisco next year for the Super Bowl, we're going to have to try one of these.
A Waymo?
Driverless. We won't set it on fire.
It just won't go very far.
But Walchuk will probably puke in it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I love the idea. My trust instinct is like, do I trust this person or this robot more than a person?
I don't know.
And I don't know. Maybe it'll take some getting used to. But thank you, Chief. Best of the weekend. It was
It was a great couple of days. Got Remy swimming pretty good. Got her diving, actually. 3.5 years old, this kid is fearless. You know, so I'm pretty stoked. Like, water safety is such a priority, and we're making good progress there. Okay, top stories at 3. We'll take a snapshot, local and national, when we get back here to the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.